The glass on this table represents all the techniques I learned from my father, from my uncles, and by myself. It is a recreation of what the Seguzo dynasty of Murano has done over a period of 50 years. There are 150 designs, and for each one, I've made a limited edition of 99. My idea is to find patrons who will buy full sets of 150 pieces and give them to museums as research and to preserve and promote the myth of Murano glass. I was struck by the paradox. "It's a bit ironic," I said, "that first you have an angry break with your father, and then you painstakingly compile an homage to him." "But my father is a great man," Giampaolo said. "I'll show you three examples that illustrate how we have documented his work and, at the same time, made steps into the future." He picked up a tear-shaped vase in clear glass with a long, thin neck. Inside the vase, a slightly twisted membrane of glass divided it into two chambers. A white spider web made of filaments of white glass was embedded in the glass divider. This is an example of the filigree technique, which was invented in Murano in 1527, Giampaolo said. In the 1950s, my father created new effects with it that were recognized by glass historians as the first original contribution since the Renaissance. So this vase is about our past, and yet it does have two innovations. The double-chambered effect is one, and the use of the filigree in the internal piece of glass rather than in the outside wall of the vase, is the other. This vase was designed by my son, Gianluca. He's the 23rd generation of the Seguzo dynasty. Giampaolo next picked up a round bowl with black filigree swirling around the bottom half and white filigree on top. This is a technique called incalmo, which is the joining together of two hemispherical pieces of blown glass exactly the same diameter. It takes two glass blowers to do it and must be done while the glass is white hot. Throughout the history of glassmaking, the two parts of incalmo glass have always been joined in a straight line. Here the connection is irregular and has a wavy effect, so this bowl has a little of the old in it and a little of the new. Finally, this one. He handed me a vase that had fine threads of black filigree in bands, reminiscent of the lines in sheet music, running horizontally in irregular waves and swirls. The lines were mingled with gossamer streams of transparent orange. Giampaolo had designed the vase himself and named it Vivaldi, after the red-haired Venetian composer Antonio Vivaldi. "This vase represents a step into our future," he said. "The orange filigree is made up of 16 shades of transparent red and orange. Transparent filigree has never been seen before. The effect is original. It is very contemporary." The vase was exquisite. The exceptional lightness and grace of its filigree gave it a feeling of motion. A series of irregular lumps of smooth glass running up one side of the exterior created a varied texture and a sensuous play of light. Seguzo was clearly very proud of it. "Did you blow this vase yourself?" I asked. "I am a very bad soloist," he said with a smile, "but a good director. I have an understanding with my sons. If they want their father to work with them, they have to give him one day a week at the furnace to give him a chance to play. So 5 days a week, I wear a manager's hat, and one day a week, I stand at the furnace, beside the master glassblower, and I direct." He walked back to his desk and stood looking out the window. Then he turned to me with what seemed to be a satisfied expression. "I have 4 goals, he said. "First, I would like people to see our glass and recognize it immediately as Venetian. Second, I would like them to say, 'Oh, this is glass made by Seguzo.' My third goal is that they will say, 'This is glass made by Seguzo Viro.' My fourth goal is that perhaps one day people will say, 'This is glass made by Giampaolo Seguzo.'" I had a feeling that the fourth goal was the one he dreamed of most often. "Is it your ambition to become a famous designer?" I asked. "My view is that I belong to a great relay race of Murano glassmakers. In my opinion, the last runner does not exist. The only race you can run is part of a larger effort. The challenge is to be recognized as someone who has added something to the tradition along the way. Giampaolo sat down at his desk again. "And that," he said, "is one of the major differences between my father and me. My father thinks of himself as the last runner in the race."